C-A-M-E-L spells true smoking pleasure.
Good evening, students. This is Benny Goodman saying welcome for Camels in the Swing School. Tonight we're holding class in the Forum Auditorium in Montreal, Canada. They tell me there are nearly 10,000 in the audience, and it's just the right moment for such a magnificent roll call, because tonight, students, your swing school is celebrating its first anniversary.
Professor, I'd like to speak for the entire student body and for Camels in saying thanks to you for having made our syncopated seminary such a scintillating success.
Thank you, Doctor, and congratulations on all those S's.
Well, I wasn't so sure I'd make it. Say, it looks as though we should celebrate.
We're going to, Doctor, and with Maxine Sullivan here to help out the regular staff, we ought to do all right. We may have only one candle on our birthday cake, but we'll try to make it glow like the Camel sign on Broadway.
Okay, Professor, what's the first gleam?
Beautiful changes, and here it comes. Slice of swing school birthday cake for everybody. Martha Tilton. Martha, what's your contribution to this rally?
It's your party, Professor. You decide.
Well, how about you leave me breathless?
It's my favorite.
Thank you.
That funny grin of yours, that little chin of yours, does so much to my heart. Oh, give your lips to me, for darling, that would be the final touch to my heart. You leave me breathless, that's all I can say. I can say more because you take my breath away.
Planters say, we smoke Camels because we know tobacco. We're proud of this preference because planters do know tobacco. They grow it, gather it, cure it, grade it, and sell it in the open market. Any company may buy. Which one consistently purchases the choicer lots of leaf tobacco? Robert Lee Oakley, prominent planter of North Carolina, says, quote, the Camel people have bought the finest lots of my tobacco many times. Just this last crop, I sold my best grade tobacco to Camel. I smoke Camels myself. Most planters do, judging from what I see down here. There's a lot more contentment and confidence in knowing there's finer tobacco in your cigarette. Guess you could call the tobacco-growing country the Camel Country, based on Camel's popularity here. End quote. Thank you, Mr. Oakley. On the same standard, you can call America the Camel Country, for Camels are America's largest selling cigarette. A matchless blend of finer, more expensive tobaccos, Turkish and domestic. Don't you think that if you're not smoking Camels, you're probably missing something?
Now here's Don't Be That Way's little sister, Lullaby and Rhythm. Thank you. week, Maxine Sullivan appeared in the swing school as a guest and was received with such enthusiasm that before we even finished the program, we had decided to bring her back this week. She's here now and ready to add her bit to the night's gaiety with a new song, Spring Is Here, from the musical comedy I Married an Angel. Maxine, the school is yours. Best Wishes is a brand new number that's headed for a top spot in the sweet swing division. Here's our first fling at it, which we offer with Camel's Best Wishes. Thank you.
The 1938 outdoor swimming season is now well underway. America swimming and diving stars are right on their toes for a summer of keen, exciting sport. And there'll be plenty of camels along to contribute to the fun. It's an interesting fact that many of these brilliant performers have a decided preference for camels. "Camels set me right," says Lenore Kite Wingard, one of America's famous mermaids. "I get a lift with a camel," is the way Buster Crabb, swimming star, explains one reason for his choice of camels. Mickey Riley, star diver, says, "It's camels for me for digestion's sake." Marshall Wayne, Olympic platform diving champion, puts it this way: "Camels don't get on my nerves or tire my taste." And Frank Pritchard, record-setting marathon swimmer, sums up his preference for camels like this:
"Yes, I soon found out that there's a big difference between camels and other cigarettes in all the things I want in a cigarette. Mildness, taste, flavor. Yes, sir, on all these counts and many others, camels win with me."
It's easy to see that camels' costlier tobaccos do mean a lot in smoking. Try camels yourself tonight and be convinced. The Board of Trustees convenes. Lionel Hampton and Dave Tuff with clarinet, piano, vibraphone, and drums, and the tune, Canadian Capers.
This would be an incomplete anniversary party without another song from Maxine Sullivan. She's ready, and her number is a new send-off for our old Scotch sweetheart, Fare Thee Well, Annie Laurie. Boys, take her over to Bunny Scotland.
From now on, I'll be roaming away from the heather and away from Loch Lomond. Your Sandy McGregor is going to town. I'll trade my bagpipe in for a planet whose tone is hard to beat. Then I'll take the high road to 52nd Street.
Professor, do you see that clock?
I'm looking at it, Doctor.
Well, if I read it correctly, it says it's time for the anniversary killer diller, and that should really be something.
Doctor, the students have selected it themselves, and it's just what we need. Clarinet marmalade.
Thank you.
saying goodnight for Camels in the Swing School. I also want to say thanks to all our Canadian friends for a wonderful reception tonight, and thanks to our Camel fans everywhere for a grand year. We'll be back to start another one when the caravan rolls around next Tuesday.
And so the Camel Caravan rolls on with Benny Goodman, Swing School. We'll be back next week at the same hour with the King of Swing, the world's greatest swing band, the Goodman Instrumental Trio and Quartet, and our Swing School sweetheart, Martha Tilton. All brought to you by the makers of Camel cigarettes. And remember, Camels set you right. Just for a change, let's talk about what you pipe smokers don't like in pipe tobacco. You don't like a tobacco that bites. That's why Prince Albert is made with the exclusive no-bite process that removes harshness. You don't like tobacco that burns unevenly or draws hard either. So Prince Albert is crimp cut. That adds a heap of pleasure to smoking because every pipeful packs right, draws right, burns right, and tastes well. All this pipe joy is packed in the big 2-ounce tin that's waiting for you most everywhere that tobacco is sold. Try Prince Albert. It's the national joy smoke. Dan Seymour speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.